Well, I didn't often come to Moy, but I suppose later on I did cycle to Moy if I had company. Yes. I remember cycling to Adance and Davy at once with old Mrs. Oh. MacDonald, Pearl's mother. Her and I setting off on a bike. I think we went to a whist drive first and stayed on for the dance.
Yes.
Know? Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it?
Everyone went everywhere on a bike if they could.
Yes.
Yes.
And, yes. I mean, I wasn't very good on the bike because I couldn't learn. I hadn't got a bike. Well, where we lived in Lymore, there was no road to learn to cycle when I was about 14 or 15 or 16, but I learned to cycle and I wasn't very good on it anyway. Pretty wobbly. Yeah. But that was the way people got around, you know, mostly dancers. Mealmore Hotel in the latter part before I got married, they used to hold a lot of dances. Well, we'd walked to there from Moy, an hour down and an hour back, you know, walking.
Mm.
Well, maybe 6 or 7 or 8 of us walked from Moy.
And in the summer it would still be light.
Yeah. Yeah, you didn't think anything about it.
No.
I remember I was going down once and it was, you know, snow up about the height of a bus, you know, going down, down towards the Mealmore.
Mm.
You know, because... yeah.
When did it become a nursing home?
Well, our eldest daughter's wedding reception was in the Mealmore Hotel and we got married in 1984. So it wasn't long after that when it was sold and it was turned into a little pile. Yeah, because it was no longer in the hotel by the time Sandra got married in 1987. Yes, Sandra's wedding reception was in that one it was known as the Grouse and Trout at that time. Along Far, it's now called the Steadings.
Yes, yes.
I mean, it was fantastic at that time.
Mm.
Jeanette, because we needed a lot, she needed a lot. Her husband's got 6 sisters, and at that time he had a brother as well. So you can imagine we did a lot of accommodation. We had to go to Carbridge, and it wasn't brilliant.
Oh dear.
Oh dear. Maybe better now, but it wasn't really brilliant.
Mm.
Caters for bus parties more than anything.
Mm. Coaches.
Even then, coaches.
Coach loads, yes.
That's right, yeah.
You remember anybody special that lived at Moy? Any? The old people.
Folks. You see, there's hardly anybody of the people who lived there when I was young, apart from Pearl, left there now.
Mm.
You know? I mean, there was gardeners. There was at least 2 gardeners. And my grandparents lived in houses that are no longer there, but have you ever been in round about Moy?
Yes, yes.
And there's... You know where the actual farmhouse is?
Mm.
Well, way along, there's a back road along, and there's 3 houses, and they're probably just stone buildings now. My grandparents lived there. That was the farm cottage. And they lived in the middle one of that when I was little, and then they moved into the end one. Well, these would eventually be into pig houses.
Yes.
You know, so I mean, it was a shame. Mm. And then beyond them... You know, when you come out that road, you come out from the Moy Fair, you're sent out that long road.
That long way.
Well, there was another 2 cottages up there.
Were there?
One was a shepherd and one was a keeper. And those, you see, these houses are gone. And where you turn into Moy, the road there, there was a house with a square tower on it. That's how we still call that the Tower Road. It was one of the entrances, you know, the back entrance. There was... The drive entrance at the little one up by the station, with the fancy one, with the drive, big gates and that are up that end. But there was this other little house just at that end, and it had a big square, probably like a keep, you know, with a bit stuck out the side.
Gosh.
And I don't know why it was taken down. I think that particular market just didn't want to pay rates and such like on it or whatever, you know. Yeah. And you see the Boy Hall... had its own, the Banters had its own special waiting room because they spent the winters in Wales.
The Macintoshes.
The Macintoshes
did.
At that time, or before I was around, and they came up every year with their whole trainload of staff and everything for the season in Roy Hall.
They had a special waiting room for when they went back.
Beautiful big waiting room sitting there waiting for their train. It's all part of that house now in Vermoy, you know, it's all part of the...
Oh, is it?
The mantles are in that house, the old mantle. And, old station house where Helen McLennan... And the station building is up beyond that. Well, Helen McLennan was in the little cottage. You used to have to pass the station to go to Helen's house. Yeah, and they made that into a house, or somebody before them made that into a house. Yeah, it's a shame, really. Mm. In some ways, you know, they lost a lot of old building. Everything was immaculate. The driveways, you know, really? You see old photographs of it. It was beautifully kept, you know.
All those gardeners.
Well, exactly. I mean, that big walled garden was all worked. I mean, even when we were young, there was a gardener there that did a lot of... even tried it as a market garden at one time when I would have been still at school. He used to have these tomato houses and everything, but I mean, it just didn't get the weather for it to work out here, you know. But it was a fantastic place.
And yet they grew everything for the house.
Yeah.
I mean, before then.
Yeah. Yes, all the stuff for the house. We didn't, you know, it was a fantastic place. I've got lots of old photographs of it there, you know, and if you wanted to see them, but I haven't even looked them out. But I mean, there is a lot of old photographs. Beyond the house, there was a huge big rockery and a tennis court, all part of the estate. When we were young, we actually used the tennis court, but there was this beautiful big rockery there as well, which had a railing around it. But you see, during the war, all these railings were confiscated or taken away, weren't they? But the local people used the... I'll say when I was a teenager, up till quite a bit at the time, they used the tennis court.
What about the lock? Was there ever any fishing or boating on there?
Well, they had their own boat. Had their own fishing boat on it. I was once going to be taken across to the island, but I wasn't well. I had German measles of all things, and they wouldn't let me go. And it was Ollick went with my father. That was before we were married. And Ollick went with my father across because his father wasn't very keen on the boat, but so he liked to have his feet on the ground. My father. We kept. We were waiting for this old head gamekeeper to retire, and he was very reluctant. He was retired, but he wouldn't move out of the house. And my father was getting more and more fed up, so he applied for a job. And it was miles from anywhere. It was way up Benrinnes, down, and he had to go in a bus to Inverness, and then get another bus to Elgin, and then another bus to somewhere else. Oh. And it was really, really isolated, you know, and he just couldn't bear the thought of going, you know, there. And he didn't turn it down. And by the time he came back, things had been sort of moved on a bit in this old keeper had moved. And we moved into the kennels where we had water, we had a bathroom. My mother said she couldn't keep us out of the bathroom. The novelty of this bathroom. Yeah, water. No electricity, because we didn't get electricity till about sort of 51, 52, I should think, down the Moy. We got it in the...
It was 54 in Tomatin.
Yeah, well, Betty was leaving later at Glenmartin, because Betty got married in 56, so she had no electricity. I can't remember when she got it. Yeah, we don't know what we do now, wouldn't we? Just keep complaining we haven't enough sockets, don't we? It's ridiculous. It is. We just get so used to it, don't we? Yeah. You think of it, and you get up in the morning and you fill the kettle and you switch it on. And
yes.
Well, my grandparents down there at Moy, they had a standpipe out on the green for the three houses. They actually did have a standpipe with water in it. But as the first thing, when my grandmother ever made it up to Lyme Moor, it was a fair walk for her. First thing she wanted was a drink from the well. She used to get sent down for a fresh water from the well for her to have a drink.